We're back with episode 2 of Get Job Ready Podcast. You've tuned into the right podcast with your host, Melanie. Today, I'll be sharing a proven strategy that has helped my clients move from the no basket to the yes basket and land jobs after looking for work for some time. If you want results like this, stay with me to find out how. In a competitive job market, having a resume that works for you is essential. It should help you get callbacks, interviews, and the job you are applying. Let me guess. You have a resume, but it's not landing you job interviews you really want. Maybe you've submitted your resume for numerous positions and you're hearing crickets. Your qualities are undeniable, but you can't get the responses you're looking for, and you're asking yourself why. I'll be sharing 5 tips to this proven strategy to help you land more interviews and get that dream job. Tip 1. Create a standout summary. A summary identifies who you are and what you have to offer in terms of accomplishments, relevant experiences, and proven results. Your summary needs to communicate your value proposition, such as problems you've solved and the skills you bring to the organization. This gives the organization a sneak peek and the curiosity of wanting to find out more. Let's discuss the summary components. There are 4 main components. The title. This can be the job title that you, as the candidate, is seeking. Your skills. I normally recommend using 3 taglines or incorporate it in your work experience. The third component includes 2 to 3 sentences going into greater details of what it is that you do and how you can help the company solve their greatest problem. The fourth component would be your core competencies, which are keywords that explains your expertise in details. This is normally taken from job descriptions and is an essential framework to building a strong summary system, making it easy to read. Master this framework and adapt it to tailor each resume for the job you're applying. Truth is, you won't send the same greeting card for every life occasion. Likewise, you shouldn't send the same resume to every employer. Tip 2. Include job descriptions paragraph. To write a winning resume, include job descriptions paragraph. This helps your resume to stand out by adding 1 or 2 sentences below the company name and job title that explains your role and responsibilities at a glance. Tip 3. Include accomplishment-driven bullet points. These bullet points become the backbone of your resume, and they tell the hiring manager what your greatest accomplishments are. You will want to start with an action verb, followed by the task performed, followed by the results, which is a 3-part formula to building favorable bullet points. For example, increased base by 20% during the year 2020 due to the delivery of quick service. A tip to remember here, hiring managers love quantifiable results. So anytime you can add some sort of number to the bullet point, bingo, it's a bonus. Tip 4, make your resume ATS optimized. ATS stands for Applicant Tracking System. And I know many of you heard me spoke about this for some time. Companies worldwide are adapting to this system, and it has reached our shores as we welcome the Ritz-Carlton. Companies use this system to send your resume through to see if you are a good match for the position. So to make sure your resume is ATS optimized, use keywords or phrases in your resume where relevant, such as communication, customer-oriented, and customer-focused. Following this ensures that you get past the applicant tracking system and literally show them that you are speaking their language. Tip 5. format your resume for greater visibility. When it comes to the visibility of your resume, you want to make sure that you're not using all the added fluff, such as graphics and pictures, to make up the building of your resume. They may look great, but they won't get your resume past any ATS. You want to make sure it's professional, clean, and include the data and information you need to get your foot in the door for the interview. Hiring managers want to be able to find the information they are looking for in an easy-to-read document. This makes their job easier. So while you may want to have a fancy-looking resume, don't get too creative in formatting, design, and layout. Be sure to take these tips into consideration against your next dream job. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave a review so others can benefit from it.